Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Paulette, P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E, Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. Paulette Hicks is a 53-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on two occasions. Appeared on 5-6-20, she was lifting a resident up with her right hand and felt a pop in the hand and sharp pain that came involved her whole right arm. Period. She did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of tension and swelling of the arm. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment relative to this event. Period. She also alleges on 6/22/21 a resident kicked her in the right thumb. Period. She did not have surgery for that either. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, she was seen at AtlantiCare Occupational Health by nurse practitioner Scharf, S-C-H-A-R-F. Period. She stated a resident kicked her in the right hand, causing severe pain. Period. She had an injury in the right hand 3 years ago. Period. She had a history of right wrist tendonitis before this impact. Period. She had gone to occupational therapy for her wrist. Period. Exam found full range of motion of the wrist, but hand pain with extension. Period. She was diagnosed with a contusion of the right wrist. She was placed in a splint and on modified duty. Period. She returned on 5/13/20 when she was cleared for regular duty as of 5/20/20 and was discharged from care. Period. However, the petitioner returned to AtlantiCare on 6/30/20 and remains symptomatic. Period. An additional diagnosis of right arm strain was rendered. Period. She was referred for physical therapy and was placed at restricted duty. Period. On 7/14/20, she was seen by Dr. Bisk, B-I-S-K. Period. He wanted her to resume her brace and continue with therapy. Period. If she had no improvement in 3 weeks, he would advise an orthopedic consult. Period. She did return on 8/4/20 and saw Ms. Scharf again. Period. She related being in a lot of pain over the last 3 days. Period. She was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. She was noted on 7/13/20 that she had only one physical therapy visit up to that point. Period. She related feeling better but still had some pain radiating up her arm. Period. She was wearing a splint and working light duty. Period. She reopened her case because her right wrist started to hurt again and was now radiating up to the arm to the shoulder. Period. New paragraph on 8/20/20. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Alber, A-L-B-E-R. Period. He ascertained a history of injury on 8/4/20 when she was kicked by a client in her right forearm and wrist region. Period. She had 12 physical therapy sessions and a wrist immobilizer as well as NSAIDs. Period. She had a previous injury to the wrist treated by Dr. Marzik on 7/12/18. Period. She stated this felt different. Period. She did have a history of a right shoulder arthroscopy from a work injury on 12/7/15. Period. Dr. Alber performed x-rays of the wrist that revealed bone-on-bone CMC arthritis. Period. He believes she developed an aggravation of same, secondary to the contusion. Brady started her on a Medrol dose pack and to continue with her wrist immobilizer. Period. She saw Dr. Albert again on 9/3/20, reporting she feels 100% better now. She has no pain and is able to use her hand normally after splinting on the Medrol dose pack. Appeared she had a clinically normal exam. Appeared he recommended full duties and deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational Health again on 6/24/21, reporting an injury on 6/22/21. Appeared she was taking care of one of her heavy clients and helped prevent the client from falling. Appeared her arms were outstretched and her palms were down. And as she held onto the client, she felt a sudden pull to the elbow. Appeared she did not have much pain initially, but over the past 2 days, it increased and was associated with swelling. Appeared she denied any neck or shoulder pain, numbness, or paresthesias, clicking or popping. Period. Exam found mild soft tissue swelling at the elbow, with no evidence of bruising. Appeared she was tender at the posterior elbow and both medial and lateral epicondyles, comma, proximal forearm extensors, and flexors, with mildly decreased range of motion. Appeared there was no radial head crepitus. And she had negative tenils. Appeared she was diagnosed with a right elbow sprain, for which she was begun on cold compresses and Tylenol, and for some reason, Flexeril. Appeared x-rays of the elbow were done and thought to be unremarkable. Appeared she was placed on restricted duty, effective that day by physician assistant Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y. Appeared the petitioner returned on 6/28/21, and was advised to continue restricted duty and was referred for physical therapy. Period. She followed up over the next few weeks, running through 7/30/21. Period. At that time, was noted to have finished physical therapy on 7/19/21 and was discharged to home exercise program. Period. She had no current elbow pain or numbness currently or weakness. Period. She did note new complaints of occasional right hand and wrist pain, stating she had a history of a prior injury and pain to the right hand and wrist. Period. Exam of the elbow was back to normal with no tenderness or swelling. Period. She had full range of motion of the shoulder. Period. At the hand and wrist, there was no soft tissue swelling or palpable tenderness. Period. She had full range of motion and strength was intact. Period. There were negative Finkelsteins and Tenelle signs. Period. She was empirically diagnosed with a sprain of the right elbow. Period. Mr. Godfrey reviewed her therapy notes from 7/19/21. Period. He recommended regular duty status effective 7/22/21. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Ms. Hicks was seen at Atlantic Care emergency room on 3/1/15 and was issued discharge instructions for diagnosis of sprain of the upper arm. Period. She was prescribed naproxen. Period. On 3/2/15, physician assistant Fiorentino, F-I-O-R-E-N-T-I-N-O, exclusive from work for the next 2 weeks. but did not provide any details. Period. I am in receipt of a hazy, somewhat illegible incident report from John Brooks Recovery Center, recorded 3/3/15. Period. It noted Paulette Hicks and other program aides intervened between two women who were fighting. Period. She was seen on 4/28/15 by Dr. DeMarat. Appeared she complained of having an acute injury to the right shoulder at work on 2/9/15. Appeared she was holding a client. She tried to disrupt a client from getting into an altercation. Appeared she was holding the client with her right arm, and the client quickly moved, throwing Paulette off balance. Appeared she had been to the emergency room on 3/1/15 and had x-rays of the shoulder. Appeared she evidently eventually was terminated by this employer and continues to work as a CNA with patient care. Appeared she denied prior problems with her right shoulder, but admitted to a history of neck and back pain going back to April of 2013. Appeared she was told she had a disc herniation in her neck. Appeared this was treated conservatively with pain management. Appeared she struggled with intermittent neck pain with stable symptoms and was not undergoing any active treatment. Appeared Dr. DeMarat noted the right shoulder x-rays were unremarkable. Appeared he diagnosed a right shoulder strain and had her continue treatment and evaluation. Appeared on 5/6/15, she had an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted here. Appeared Dr. DeMarat reviewed these results with her on 5/19/15. Appeared he recommended operative intervention of the right shoulder. Period. 11/17/15, he wrote she had received medical and cardiology clearance for surgery and was on multiple new medications. Appears she did not bring a list of them to the visit. Period. She did have a cardiology evaluation on 9/17/15. Period. She saw this cardiologist again on 10/29/15. Period. She still had orthopnea and used two pillows. Appeared she was started on hydrochlorothiazide and could lay flat then. Appeared she was referred for a sleep study due to her orthopnea. Period. On 12/7/15, Dr. DeMarat performed right shoulder surgery to be inserted here. Appeared she followed up with him post-operatively, running through 1/12/16, appeared she was to continue physical therapy and return in 4 weeks. Period. She did return on 2/9/16 and had been weaned from her sling. Appeared she was progressing with therapy and pain level was improving. Period. She was to continue working modified duty to return in 4 weeks. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner returned to Dr. DeMarat on 8/30/18 for evaluation of a right wrist injury sustained when she was cradling the head of a patient, placing a pillow underneath and felt a pop in her wrist and pain radiating up the ulnar aspect of her forearm. where she was seen at the urgent care in the emergency room where x-rays were done. Where they showed no acute bony pathology. Where she was seen in occupational health and had several weeks of therapy without improvement. Where she denied any previous problem with the wrist. Period. Dr. Marzik's impression was right on our wrist pain, likely TFC injury and post-traumatic right carpal and cubital tunnel syndrome. Pretty recommended nerve testing and an MRI of the wrist. Period. She followed up on 10-8-18 when he captured the fact the nerve test was unremarkable. Period. MRI showed an ECU tendonitis and subluxation. Period. However, she currently had no symptoms and had finished therapy. Period. Exam was unremarkable. Period. He cleared her to resume normal work duties and maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. On 1-16-17, she was seen for a permanency evaluation with Dr. Cataldo. Period. This was relative to an injury of 2-9-15 and subsequent treatment. Period. He ascertained a history of neck and back pain in April 2013. Period. She was told she had a herniated nucleus pulposus in the neck. Treated conservatively. Period. Dr. Cataldo offered assessments of permanency for the 2-9-15 event, incorporating her cervical spine, comma, right shoulder, comma, and right arm. Period. She was also seen on 7-10-17 by Dr. McClure. Period. He summarized her course of treatment to date. Period. He did not find any cervical radiculopathy or right brachial plexopathy. Period. She had guarded motion in the right arm and a local effect on right reflexes. Period. Sensation was intact. Period. He offered 10% partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. For right shoulder, rotator cuff tear, comma, impingement, comma, bursitis, comma, and labor lesion. Treated with rotator cuff repair, comma, subacromial decompression, comma, extensive biceps and labral debridement with biceps tenotomy. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Hicks was seen at Atlantic Care Emergency Room on 7-12-18, where she was diagnosed with right wrist sprain and issued discharge instructions. Period on 7-12-18. She was seen by nurse practitioner Scharf relative to an incident that reportedly occurred that day when she was assisting a resident. Period, she was lifting a patient today and felt pain with movement. Period. She was rendered a diagnosis of unspecified injury to the hand and fingers, for which she was placed in a short arm splint and instructed to use cryotherapy. Period. She returned on 7-27-18 and was referred for occupational therapy. Period. On 8-10-18, she reported getting better and therapy was extended. Period. On 8-24-18, Mr. Godfrey referred her for orthopedic consultation and transfer of care. Period. New paragraph. On 9-12-18, an EMG was done to be inserted here. Period. She had an MRI of the right wrist on 9/19/18 to be inserted here. Period. This was actually a wrist MRI arthrogram. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows. Valence maneuver elicited right arm tenderness, but no paresthesias. Period. This maneuver was entirely negative on the left. Period. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal. Spine, cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Impressions, Paulette Hicks alleges to have injured her right hand and wrist at work on 5/6/20 and her right arm and elbow again on 6/22/21. She received courses of treatment as noted above, resulting in significant improvement. Period. The petitioner had a history of several prior claims that will be inserted from your cover letter on pages 1 and 2. This shows she, in fact, had previous alleged injury to the same body areas on 7/12/18. Period. She came under the hand surgical care of Dr. Marzik, who had her undergo an EMG and MRI. Period. She was eventually discharged from care and maximum medical improvement. Period. After the subject events, she had conservative care with Dr. Alber, who is a colleague of Dr. Marzik, along with physical therapy. Period. Her current clinical exam of the upper extremities was quite benign. Period. There was full range of motion with no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Valence maneuver in the right wrist. He did not elicit paresthesias as it is not designed to do. Period. She complained of right arm tenderness while doing so. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the upper extremities were otherwise normal. Period. Hand dynamometry demonstrated a bell-shaped curve on the right and a somewhat non-bell-shaped curve on the left. Period. New paragraph, there is a 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand or statutory right arm for the events of 5/6/20 and 6/22/21. Period. End.